This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a partly cloudy sky and 71 degrees right now. The wind gusting from the south up to 33 miles per hour. The city of Wichita unveiled four new paid parking options for Old Town, Delano, and Downtown during a public meeting Monday evening. City Council member Brandon Johnson and Assistant City Manager Troy Anderson presented the options and then answered questions for about 2 hours. The proposals include a 75-cent hourly rate and no fees for Sunday parking. A final public meeting will be held Thursday, November 7th at 6 p.m. at the Kansas Leadership Center, 325 East Douglas. City staff will present the proposals at an evening meeting of the Wichita City Council Tuesday, November 19th. A Hutchinson woman was killed when a suspect in a stolen vehicle crashed into her car in northeast Wichita.
It happened Monday afternoon on 29th east of Rock Road. Police say it began earlier in the day when officers found a suspected stolen vehicle near downtown. They followed it to the Walmart parking lot at 29th and Rock Road and used spike strips to blow out two of the tires. However, the car hit a police vehicle and drove off. Police say the suspect then stole a van from the area of 35th and Webb Road and crashed into a 43-year-old woman who died at the scene. The 24-year-old suspect was hospitalized in critical condition. A second suspect was taken into custody. No names have been released. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A massive fire in Teller County, Colorado, has burned approximately 90 acres of land and threatens around 700 homes in the area. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell says the county has enacted a fire ban.
The commissioners have moved this county into a Stage 3 fire ban. What that means is any open flame outside is now off limits.
A state of emergency has been declared for the area, and mandatory evacuation and pre-evacuation orders have been put in place. Governor Jared Polis is allocating resources like helicopters and single-engine tankers to perform airdrops ahead of heavy wind. The International Association of Firefighters Local 135, representing Wichita firefighters, has filed an ethics complaint against Mayor Lily Wu. The complaint alleges the mayor had a meeting with Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow and told her to lay off 42 employees. It claims the mayor used improper influence and instruction on Snow, violating the city's ethics code. However, Union President Ted Bush said he was not there during the alleged conversation between Wu and Snow.
Again, I wasn't in the room. She may have not said it. I don't know. I know it was told to me. And so that's for them to decide and for them to investigate and for her to defend herself. That's fine. I'm not saying she did it.
The mayor denies the accusations, saying her support for public safety, including the Wichita Fire Department, is well documented. Mayor Wu tells KNSS News he recently attended a meeting of Wichita and Sedgwick County law enforcement and court officers concerning public safety.
What I took away from that was the importance of this collaboration. It's really critical that people understand that even though our police officers may arrest someone, then they go through the legal process, and that's across the street at Sedgwick County.
Who commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS Morning News now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. A man was killed in a rollover crash in Cowley County Sunday morning on U.S. 160 west of Winfield. A Toyota pickup failed to navigate a curve in the road and entered a ditch and rolled. 42-year-old Douglas Caldwell of Ponca City, Oklahoma, was found lying in the ditch. He was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. A popular fitness app used by some Secret Service agents, can be used to track the movements of President Biden and other world leaders.
An investigation by the French newspaper Le Monde has found some Secret Service agents use Strava, which tracks runners and cyclists using GPS, and post the result with a community. It says it identified 26 U.S. agents, 12 members of the French team that protects its president, and 6 members of Russia's Federal Protection Service who had public accounts on Strava and were therefore communicating their movements online. In a statement to Le Monde, the U.S. Secret Service said its staff isn't allowed to use personal electronic devices while on duty during protective assignments, but it does not prohibit an employee's personal use of social media off duty. And it says it doesn't believe the protection it provides was in any way compromised. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A Hollywood actor is going to jail for his role in the Capitol riot.
Jay Johnston has portrayed pizzeria owner Jimmy Pesto Sr. in Bob's Burgers, a street brawling newsman in the movie Anchorman, as well as a police officer in Arrested Development. In real life, Johnston was accused of pushing against police officers guarding a tunnel entrance to the Capitol on January 6, 2021. He pleaded guilty in July and Monday was sentenced to 1 year in prison. The judge called Johnston's conduct problematic and reprehensible. He's since been fired from Bob's Burgers, lost his role in a movie based on the show, and has been unable to find acting work. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A family attempting to attend a Sunday NFL game says they were delayed getting into the stadium because one of them was wearing a MAGA hat.
The family claimed security at Levi's Stadium tried to stop them from attending the 49ers-Cowboys game, they say, after their tickets were scanned and they'd already entered the stadium. They were told to throw the hat away or leave. The stadium's code of conduct prohibits fans from wearing offensive clothing but doesn't specify what that means. A security supervisor ultimately intervened, allowing the family to go to their seats. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras are showing pretty thin traffic volumes on the Wichita roadways at this time. So far, things looking pretty good. However, down on the streets, I am seeing a couple of areas with some heavy traffic. East and westbound MacArthur, between K-15 and Oliver, north and southbound Oliver right there. So just an area where we've got some heavy traffic. Looks like we've got a traffic accident on Kellogg. This is westbound Kellogg, the ramp to Washington Street, and they're closing that ramp. So we've got a traffic accident again. That's westbound Kellogg's ramp to Washington Street, and that ramp is closed. Traffic update to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Noticing more clouds move in as we go from partly to mostly cloudy skies. Winds are still going to be gusty and howling out of the south at 20 to 40 miles an hour. Staying warm, too, with a high of 83 degrees, needing to watch out for a few storms late tonight. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rhonda Williams.
Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind gusting to 37 miles per hour, 70 degrees at KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey.
Today is Tuesday, October 29th. With a mostly cloudy, windy, very windy day across south central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 90 degrees. Normal high for the date, 65, and 90 is a new record high for the date. The old record was 83, and that was set back in 1938. A south wind, a gust of 53 miles per hour, clocked at Eisenhower Airport.
And once again, the latest we've ever had a 90-degree day in the history of Wichita.
Keeps going, yeah.
Hey, the wind. I lost my power. I was without power for 10 hours yesterday.
No kidding.
Oh man, I think it was the wind blowing around trees and stuff.
Yep. Could have been.
Yeah. So
sometimes that causes problems, big problems for like. So you were out 10 hours, huh? Wow, yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, you don't realize how you take it for granted until it's not there, and then you're like, oh, this is not good. I'll just get on the computer. Nope. I'll watch TV. Nope. I'll have something to eat. Nope.
Well, and stuff in that refrigerator can spoil if it goes much longer than that.
So. I didn't open the door. I think everything stayed
probably
cold
safe
enough.
10 hours, yeah. Wow, okay.
Well, that was my day yesterday.
Yeah,
Thanks to the blustery winds.
Yeah.
How are the interactions with the power company?
They kept sending me updates. It'll be fixed by 4:30. I thought, okay. And then at 4:30, they send it'll be done by 6:30. It's like, okay. And then the 6:30, they sent one. Well, we're done in your neighborhood. If you still don't have power, call this number. I was like, well, I still don't have it. So I called the number, and then they came out. They were there in 5 minutes.
Oh, there was
and
spot,
it took the guy like yeah, 90 seconds in. To yeah. fix it. He's like, okay.
Troubleshooting.
I was like, wish you'd have done that wow. 8 hours ago.
Don't worry. Someday.
But they got it fixed.
Someday I'm soon, back on. We'll have all electric cars.
Well, yeah.
And when your house doesn't have electricity, just go out and sit in the car.
Plus, my phone died. I was like, I can't charge my phone.
And
I was
yeah,
like,
a little cloud like, over
I had
your
to go
head
out
there.
To my car and plug it in there. I was like, ugh.
Wow. Well, on this date in 1917, Soda Butte, Wyoming, had a low of 33 below zero.
Oh, I'm glad we're not there.
This is the lowest temperature ever recorded in the United States for the month of October.
Mm.
And in 1905, Wichita recorded its snowiest October on record at a grand total of 2.5 inches.
What year was that?
That was 1905.
Oh, 05. Okay.
Pretty good day on Wall Street yesterday. Everything closed up. Dow up 273 points at the close. NASDAQ up 49, S&P up 15. So a good close there. It was on this date in 1929, Black Tuesday descended on the New York Stock Exchange. Prices collapsed amid panic selling, and thousands of investors were wiped out as America's Great Depression began. It's all started on Black Tuesday. A new poll finds that American voters are approaching the presidential election with deep unease about what could follow. They're worried about the potential for political violence, attempts to overturn the results, and the implications for democracy. The survey from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, speaks to persistent concerns about the fragility of the world's oldest democracy. Comes nearly 4 years after former President Trump refused to accept the 2020 election results and inspired a mob of his supporters to violently storm the Capitol. About 4 in 10 registered voters say they are extremely or very worried about violent attempts to overturn the election results. I'm currently reading a book that my son gave me about the events leading up to the firing on Fort Sumter and the beginning of the Civil War.
A very volatile time in our history.
As that election that Abraham Lincoln was elected, there was a time when they were fearful that Southerners, the Southerners would come to the Capitol and somehow interfere with the counting of the certification of the electoral votes. A guy named Winfield Scott, who was our great general at the time, just brought in a buttload of troops. They were all over the Capitol. Nobody could move without those troops. No, so they didn't put up with anything then. It's good to, all you do is the whole deal is you take this box into the chamber, open it up, and certify it, and that's it. That's what the vice president's supposed to do. Anyway, we won't get into that. But time just keeps, history repeats itself, Ted. It's, why would 1 week till election day. 6:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, October 29th. Let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
All right, we'll start out with college men's basketball. We have exhibition games tonight in Manhattan and Lawrence. Right. Kansas State, exhibition game hosting Fort Hays State. K-State has won 29 straight exhibition games on home court in Bramlage Coliseum. Fort Hays State, they made the NCAA Division II National Tournament last year. So you got the Tigers and the Wildcats, Fort Hays and K-State. Live pregame coverage on the Kansas State Radio Network at 6 o'clock this evening. Tip off at 7 o'clock in Manhattan. Listen to K-State live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And over in Lawrence, we have an exhibition game. The number one ranked team in the nation, the Kansas Jayhawks, playing their second and final exhibition game of the preseason. Jayhawks hosting Washburn, the Ichabods and the Jayhawks. Washburn's head coach is Brett Ballard. He played at KU and was a longtime assistant coach for the Jayhawks as well. KU has won 55 straight exhibition games on home court in Allen Fieldhouse. And that will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Lawrence, between the Jayhawks and the Ichabods. Let's go over to Major League Baseball, and boy, a tremendous honor given to Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez.
Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez has won Major League Baseball's Roberto Clemente Award, given to the player who best exemplifies the humanitarian Roberto Clemente was. The first Royals player to win the award, Perez has spent his entire 13-year career in Kansas City, where he donates his time and money to many areas, from local police to childhood cancer and ALS, and a $1 million donation to the Urban Youth Academy. Salvador Perez has also assisted immeasurably in his native Venezuela and Colombia. He owns a youth baseball league in Valencia, Venezuela, which gives free equipment to 220 kids that play and get an education in the game. Perez has also given financial aid to 10,000 local families from his hometown, where he delivers food and supplies to 2,000 homes annually. Jared Max, Fox News.
Well, it's pretty hard to root against a guy like that.
No kidding.
He's a wonderful human being and a great baseball player, and want him in your clubhouse. Well, Salvador Perez.
Loved by players and fans.
Roberto Clemente Philanthropy Award yesterday, awarded by Major League Baseball.
Wasn't Roberto Clemente on some sort of a flight when he died? Wouldn't he? Or what, am I get that wrong?
No, you got it right. He was he was delivering food and emergency supplies to earthquake victims in Nicaragua. Yeah. And he was on that plane that crashed into the ocean, and they never found his body. You know, and it was one of those deals, just like the Wichita State football plane crash. It was a crummy old plane, and it was way overloaded, and it crashed and killed all those people inside.
Yeah.
Pretty sad. But that's why we remember, of course, Roberto Clemente, another guy that was just wonderful to the planet and died way too soon.
He had character.
Yep. Yeah. We are at the time of the year. We're in the postseason for high school boys soccer, and we had a big upset in Class 5A. Andover, the Andover boys going to Hutchinson and beat the Salt Hawks 4-3. It was 0-0 in regulation, beat them 4-3 on penalty kicks. Andover advances into the regional championship game in Class 5A with that road win. Big one, and we have a game tonight. Topeka Seaman visiting Andover Central in Class 5A at 6 o'clock tonight. Both teams have winning records. Should be a good matchup to see who will advance into the regional championship game. High school boys soccer postseason. All right, let's go to the NBA last night. The Houston Rockets went on the road into San Antonio, beat the Spurs 106-101. And starting lineup for the Rockets, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet. He made 3 three-pointers on his way to 11 points and 9 assists. The Rockets have won 2 of their last 3. And the Cleveland Cavaliers went on the road at New York, beat the Knicks 110-104. The starting lineup of the Cavaliers, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade. He had 4 assists and 3 rebounds. I know we're very early on in the season, but Cleveland Cavaliers are the number one team in the league right now. Hottest start, they're off to a 4-0 start in the NBA. Dean Wade helping out the Cavaliers. There you go. That's sports with Stephen Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Safe, healing environment, caring employees. Fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The benefits of resistance training. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 70 degrees, gusty south wind this morning. Police have identified a Wichita man whose body was pulled from a river north of Kansas City. A kayaker first reported a minivan in the water near a boat ramp last Thursday. When police got the van out of the water, they found the body of 81-year-old Felix Cruz. Surveillance video indicated that Cruz may have been lost and could not back out once the Missouri River current got a hold of his van. Cruz had told someone earlier in the week he was going to Florida to visit his son, but police say his son wasn't aware of his travel plans.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News she recently attended a meeting of Wichita and Sedgwick County law enforcement and court officers concerning collaboration on public safety. The mayor has some good news about police department staffing.
A year ago, we were talking about police officer shortages, and now we still have a number of them, but they're improving. Police Chief Sullivan and his team in recruitment and retention have done a fantastic job trying to not only recruit the best, but also retain the best in our police force. And I'm very appreciative of those numbers.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz, rallied supporters in Michigan speaking together in Ann Arbor.
Vice President Harris responding to folks protesting the war in Gaza at her rally.
We all want this war to end as soon as possible and get the hostages out, and I will do everything in my power to make it so.
She and her running mate, Governor Walz, stressing their plans would cut health care and housing costs and better support seniors.
Freedom for seniors to retire with dignity by strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Also pledging to cut taxes for small businesses.
Because small businesses are the backbone of our economy.
And to protect reproductive rights, saying freedoms are on the line. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former President Trump hit the campaign trail in Atlanta. He's looking ahead to the elections as he expects a grand victory.
We're going to win this thing. We got to win this thing. And if we don't win it, we're not going to have a country. It's not going to be good. But I hear everything from what I hear is it's not only going to be a victory, it's going to be a big, fat, beautiful victory. And that's what we do.
Election day is 1 week from today.
Three people are dead in two shootings at Minneapolis homeless encampments.
Police haven't ruled out that the murders might be related. On Saturday, officers found three men with gunshot wounds at a South Minneapolis encampment. They were rushed to the hospital. Two survived, but the third, a 31-year-old man, died. Police responded to another shooting on Sunday at a different encampment in South Minneapolis. Cops found two men with fatal gunshot wounds. They also discovered a woman who had been shot. She was taken to a hospital. No word on her condition. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
J.P. Morgan Chase is suing customers who it claims stole money in a viral ATM glitch scam.
Four lawsuits have thus far been filed targeting customers that Chase says stole tens of thousands of dollars from the bank. They knew how, the bank says, because of a vulnerability in its ATM system that was posted on social media. Some of the customers exposed themselves by posting videos showing them celebrating their sudden riches. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Noticing more clouds move in as we go from partly to mostly cloudy skies. Winds are still going to be gusty and howling out of the south at 20 to 40 miles an hour. Staying warm too with a high of 83 degrees, needing to watch out for a few storms late tonight. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, 70 degrees, south wind gusting to 37 miles per hour. 6:34, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Just about an hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. It's his day to be on with Stephen 10. We'll have him on here about 7:35 this morning on KNSS. 29th day of October, on this date in 1998, John Glenn, Senator John Glenn, at age 77, returned to space aboard the Shuttle Discovery.
Oh, he's one of the younger senators.
Retracing the trail he had blazed as the first American to orbit the Earth 36 years earlier. Yeah, I remember when that happened. He went for three orbits. And I tell you, everybody was pretty excited because we had a guy in space then. John Glenn. Then he went back when he was old and did it again. He went for another ride.
And now we send up old, we send Shatner, we send old people to space all the time now.
Yeah. What the heck? Transplant experts are seeing a spike in people revoking organ donor registrations. They're confidence shaken by reports that organs were nearly retrieved from a Kentucky man mistakenly declared dead. It happened in 2021, and while details are murky, surgery was avoided, and the man is still alive.
I'm not dead yet.
But donor registries in the U.S. and even across the Atlantic are being impacted after the case was publicized recently.
Yeah.
A drop in donations could cost the lives of people awaiting a transplant.
That's not good.
Only doctors caring for patients who can determine if they're dead. The 2021 case first came to light in a congressional hearing last month. Yeah, so I'm not going to sign anything. I'll sign it after I'm gone. How's that? 6:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. So you were without power all day yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Feel sorry for you there. But you got it back on now.
Got it back on. Back on the grid.
Wow. Well, as you heard in our news a few minutes ago, I'm sure the city has come out with proposals on how to implement paid parking in downtown Delano and Old Town. And there'll be another hearing on that, at least one more.
Yeah, there's one
hearing.
More.
And then they will do what they do. So, you know, we had it for years. I've fed the quarters in the machine. You have too. It always seemed when there was anything going on downtown, you couldn't find a spot anywhere. So, anyway, we're going to try to solve the problem without, you know, without choking everybody off and saying, hey, I got to pay that much. I'm not going downtown. But they're talking about 75 cents an hour.
And I know one of the proposals talked about the first hour being free.
Yeah,
and pay kicks in after that. So,
yeah.
They arrive at.
We did in St. Louis when we visited there last summer, my family and I. I had occasion to park on the street and actually use a credit card. And, you know, of course, I had my daughter, my grandsons all right there helping me. It wasn't that technical. I mean, it's pretty easy. And it worked pretty well. Of course, like we said, I got a spot right in when we went to the ball game, got a spot in it and had a big old huge parking garage right next to Busch Stadium. And it was convenient. I was surprised and pleasantly surprised by all that. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we'll be talking with Don Grant here in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. The Money Tracker.
The Money Tracker is going to be here this morning. And what else we got? Of course, we'll be checking in with Tom here in just a second. But I'll tell you, that wind yesterday afternoon, and even this morning, as I was driving to work, I went from the east side here, clear over to my side of the town, mm-hmm. Riverside, yesterday, late morning, and that old car of mine, I don't have a high
two hands
profile.
On the wheel.
Man, it was rocking back and forth sideways.
Yeah.
That great big flag over here in front of the auto dealership.
Was in full, out. Yeah.
Man, there's some wind going on out there. It has been for several days. Of course, that means if we get a spark going in some wheat field, some field somewhere, it just takes off. So be careful out there. We have another wind advisory until tonight, and it looks like we could see some rain. All right, let's take a look at that KNSS Commodities Update now with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Cash cattle trade in Kansas last week had an average steer price on the hoof at $189.99. That was up $2.08 from the previous week. Now, this makes six straight weeks now of higher prices being paid in the cash market. The record Kansas price was back in July at $191.94. Now, Monday, the cattle complex had mixed trading most of the session, found strength at the close, and managed to close positive. The highest closes were in the feeder cattle. Lean hogs yesterday traded higher, made more new contract highs, and also closed positive. On the close yesterday, December live cattle, 12 cents higher at $189.27. November feeder cattle, 62 cents higher, $249.20. And December lean hogs, 95 cents higher at $80.62. Now, Monday was a negative session of trading and closes for the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex. Wheat scored new lows for the current move to the downside yesterday. The weekly wheat export inspections were also a marketing year low. Now, the corn harvest is 81% complete nationwide. Kansas is 89% harvested. Soybean harvest, 89%. Kansas, 84%. Winter wheat planting is 80% complete. Kansas at 87%. Oklahoma is still way behind normal at 59%. And the first winter wheat condition rating, 38% of the crop is good to excellent. Kansas also 38%. Oklahoma only 21%. And Texas 30%. At the moment, we've got upside. December Kansas City wheat, 4 pennies higher at 565.5. December corn up 1.5 at 412.25. November beans, 4.5 cents higher at 978.5. December crude oil, 91 cents higher at $68.29. December gold, $6.70 higher, $2,762.70. December S&P down 7 points at 5,854.5. December dollar index 10 cents higher at $104.28. And December Dow Jones futures down 136 points at 42,471. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Dow closed up pretty well yesterday, but it's like a roller coaster. Up it goes, down it goes, I guess. Yeah.
I think we got a lot of things acting like a roller coaster in front of next week's election.
Oh, yeah, it has an impact, doesn't it? People get a little
Yes, it does, because there's a lot of uncertainty out there, and I think you're still going to have uncertainty even after we find out who wins the presidential election, who controls the House, who controls the Senate. There will still be a lot of things going on that's going to have people nervous.
Well, you're right. Clear up until Christmas, huh? And then the stock market will start doing really good. We'll do well.
Right? Okay, I take that as a prediction.
Well, people get a little goosey when you have all this uncertainty. And, of course, like you said, we'll have a determination on one count next week. We'll know who the president is.
Yes.
We'll know who's going to control the House and the Senate. But are there other things that are going to happen? Oh, people are a little scared right now, so...
Exactly right. We still got problems in the Middle East.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We still have our problems with China. So, I mean, there's no relaxing yet.
Well, listen, I was in a good mood till you started talking.
You're the one that I know how worried we all are.
I brought it up, so I'm guilty. All right, Tom.
Hey, I'm getting you all prepared for tomorrow when the weather turns nasty.
Well, nasty. I don't know. Rain. Is it supposed to have? Is we going to have any hail or anything, do you think?
That's what they're saying. Slight chances of hail and, you know, severe thunderstorms and stuff like that. So, you know, if we do get some rain, it seems like we'll always have to pay the price for it.
Yeah. You just have a nice gentle rainfall for a day or so. We got to have all these dramatics here in Kansas, right? All right.
Exactly.
All right, Tom. Be careful, sir. We'll check with you later. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning. Don Grant, CFP, the money driver, up next. How much should I have saved by age? I guess he's got a chart.
Maybe I'm sure he has, some sort of matrix to
some bullet
help
points
us out
to help
this.
Us on the radio here. That's coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the money driver, with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, Steve Ted here, 646 on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Massive wildfire threatens hundreds of homes in Teller County, Colorado.
Two.
A Hutchinson woman is dead after her car was hit by a suspect driving a stolen vehicle in northeast Wichita.
One.
Wichita City officials present options for paid parking in downtown Delano and Old Town. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And now the traffic volume's really starting to pick up. You can see this on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. And this is starting a big slowdown where we've got a traffic accident on the ramp from Kellogg to Washington. And you can't exit there. On those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, I just saw a car pull out and try to do that and... being blocked right now, so cannot do that.
Oops.
Exactly. So that's really slowing down traffic on westbound Kellogg. Again, that's at Washington. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That's brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Rain in the forecast. We have a wind advisory today, mostly sunny and windy, with a high of 83 degrees. Yesterday's high, a record 90, record for the date. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 67. Then on Wednesday, 90% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind gusting to 37 miles per hour and 70 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy that new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio's ready and waiting for you and your friends, and the weather's going to be real good to enjoy it with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning, NYPD says city migrant shelters are being used by members of a violent Venezuelan gang to build a criminal empire.
This is Fox on Justice. NYPD's Chief of Patrol John Shell says there are hundreds of Tren de Aragua associates citywide. The violent Venezuelan gang known as TDA is actively recruiting new members inside the city's 200-plus migrant shelters, selling a newer drug called Tussie or pink cocaine, and smuggling guns inside the migrant shelters through food cartons.
Do we believe there's guns in the shelters that have a gang affiliation? Absolutely. Do we believe that they were being smuggled in? Absolutely.
The NYPD says TDA gang members are not afraid to shoot at cops and are taking part in human trafficking. Police shut down a 24-hour migrant brothel in Queens, New York, where TDA has a stronghold. Tren de Aragua is spreading nationwide with reported activity in at least 14 states and 10 cities, from El Paso to Chicago, from Miami to Aurora, Colorado. The NYPD is advocating for the city to change its sanctuary city law, preventing the NYPD from contacting ICE, meaning many violent offenders are not deported. Brian Yenis, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a good day for the Golden Arches as the Dow ends a losing streak.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week higher, with the Dow turning positive for the month as investors get in gear for the busiest week of third quarter earnings reports with a focus on big tech. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the green, with financials the biggest gainers, while energy lagged as oil prices fell. And shares of McDonald's rose over 1% after the fast food chain ruled out that its beef patties were the source of its E. coli outbreak. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, 3M, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Honeywell, and IBM. The Dow up 273 points and snapping a five-session losing streak. The Nasdaq higher by 49. S&P 500 up 15. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
How much should I have saved by age? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Most workers probably realize that they are, you know, largely responsible for creating their own income in retirement. We need to save and invest throughout our working years, so when we retire, there's enough of a base to create income for life. But how do we know that we're on track? Well, the best way is to create a plan. You can research and build a spreadsheet to show your general expenses and assets. Then you can track your spending, investment growth, and the goals as you progress through your working life. Or work with a certified financial planner pro who already has the tools and expertise to give you that guidance. It's worth the cost. Well, there are some guideposts to gauge how you are doing. So as you progress through your working life, remember that these are generalized and they're based upon your income. So everybody's going to be slightly different. If you're in your 30s, you should work to put away between 15 and 20% of your pre-tax income. And from 30 to 40, you should have invested between 1.5 times your annual income. That's how much you should have in your retirement accounts. Now, if you have a gross $60,000, you should have, that's what you make a year, $60,000. You should have between $60,000 and $90,000 in your retirement account. If you've continued to put monies away and invest between ages 40 and 50, you should progress from 1.5 to 2.5 times your salary. So that means at age 40 to 3.5 to 6. So that between 40 and 50, you go from 1.5 to 2.5 to, as you get closer to 40, you should be 3.5 to 6 times your annual salary. So that means if you make $70,000 at age 40, you should have a minimum of $105,000. And by 50, somewhere between $245,000 and $420,000. As you creep closer to age 60, you're probably getting into your peak earning years. If you're making about $90,000 a year, at 50, you may have about $315,000 to $540,000 in your retirement account. By age 60, you want 6 to 11 times your salary saved. At $90,000 a year, that's between $540,000 and $990,000. Now, once again, these are just rules of thumb. That money should continue to grow by retirement age, creating enough of a basis to offset Social Security and other income, enough to maintain your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Last week, you went to the dermatologist and had some work done on your face and head and scalp, and you put me in the mood. It reminded me that I hadn't been for a couple of years, so yesterday I went to see the dermatologist.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
And
what was the result?
She froze. She hit my arms pretty heavy. She asked if I wanted to do the blue light special, and I said, no, I didn't really want to do that.
What's the blue light special?
I've done that a couple of times on my face and scalp and my arms. Well, they put an ointment on your some cream, and you sit in front of a hot lamp for about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it's painful, and it's hot, and it's kind of ugly. But it knocks out all of them precancerous.
Oh, wow.
In one swoop. Well, yesterday, she just took the gun and just went over there about 30 times on these two arms.
Wow.
Hitting spots.
Yeah, yeah. The nitrogen, it freezes it, and then they kind of they freeze up, and then they scab up, and then they just sort of flick off.
I got a couple that's what I did on my face and health. So, thank you.
Good for you.
And then they said, hey, we'll see you in a year, because other than that, it looked pretty good. So,
yeah.
We don't want to mess around with that skin.
You do not. You want to get those taken care of.
Today, Ted is celebrating National Cat Day.
Ah.
Hey, the perfect day to give extra attention to your feline friends. Cats make excellent companions, it says here. They rarely miss you, but when they do, you sure know it. We've owned several in our house. Ted, you've been a cat guy for a while.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're not between cats, are you? You've got one now.
I've got two right now.
Got two again? Yeah. Good for you. And, of course, Don's brought his dog in today on Cat Day.
So. Huck would love National Cat Day.
Yeah. If we had one in here, Huck could chase it around the studio.
Exactly. That'd be fun.
All right.
I'm sure the cat would put him in his place, though, pretty quickly.
Probably so. Yeah. They have a way of doing that, too. National Cat Day.
Wow.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. City officials present options for downtown Wichita parking and a massive wildfire threatening homes in Colorado. Those stories and more coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.